Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Jonah. How may I assist you?
Hi. Do you this is going to sound weird, but what do you guys sell?
I'm a third party call center and we handle over 400 different companies.
Well, I got a charge on my account with this phone number for $91.89, and I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Can I have your zip code?
34785.
Your first and last name?
Angela Askin.
Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
My what?
Your shipping address.
Oh, 5036 County Road 157, Wildwood, Florida.
So yes,
I actually have two charges in it. There's another one for $92.90.
Yes, I do see that you ordered the face cream and eye serum.
No.
You didn't order no face cream and eye serum?
No.
Back on the 28th of March?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Looking at the UPS
I had done a survey, and it said to, you know, like, you get this for free, you just pay the shipping. I did that, but I didn't order this cream.
For the eye cream and face serum?
No.
That's what that survey was for. Did you receive the product that you did the survey for?
I got a facial moisturizer.
It's a facial moisturizer and an eye serum.
And a what?
Eye serum.
Yes. But I didn't know. It never said anywhere that it was going to cost me $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. You was on a 14-day trial for that product, and after the 14-day trial, you was billed the full amount for it.
Why do they do that? That's not fair to the consumer. I know it's not your fault, but how do I get rid of this? I'll ship this stuff back. I haven't even used it.
Yes, ma'am. We're a shipping warehouse and not a receiving warehouse for the safety of ourselves.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. We do not receive product back.
Right. No, and I can understand that, but I never agreed to pay $91.89 and $92.90 for two tubes of stuff that they said that I would just have to pay the shipment for. Do
yes,
I have to
ma'am.
Call my
it's,
banking?
It stated it in the terms and conditions that you was under a 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial, you was billed the full amount for the product. But what I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund on both of those two latest charges.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, I appreciate that. I'll definitely take that, but that's ridiculous. You can't trust nothing nowadays. That's fucked up.
I do apologize about that.
I know. It's not your fault, sweetie. Honey, I know it's not your fault. And you know what? I didn't do my due diligence by reading the small print like I should have or wherever they hit it. I know it's not you. It's not you personally. I'm trying not to take it out on you, but as messed up as a consumer, you know what I mean? That they do that. That's not fair. That's really not fair, and it's unjust. And we got real stuff going on in this world. People are dying, and you're going to, like, mess with people like this. It's, you know, hard enough just day to day. And you're going to charge people $100 for a friggin' tube of crap. Don't probably even work anyway. Stupid. I'm glad I didn't call my husband and blame him.
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to get that refund processed to you. Could you hold 1 second, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I do have both of those refunds processed back into your account, and you should see them within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate all your help so very, very, very much. Like, I really, really do. I'm just disappointed in myself and the world.
I do understand.
It's a sad world we live in, huh? I'll tell you.
It is.
Oh, God, we need God more than ever, and stupid stuff like this just, I can't, you know what, there's so much more to be mad about in the world. I mean, yeah, it screws me over financially, but, you know, I should have done better, and now I know not to do anything like that ever again. Lesson learned.
Yes, ma'am. The advice
well,
I can give you is to now look better into the fine print, because sometimes it just be in fine print. That
now
part
I'm scared
too.
To order from Amazon. Oh, good Lord. I appreciate all of your help and what you were able to do for me today, because most people wouldn't even take that steps. So thank you, and God bless you so very much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
You as well. Have a good day. Thank you. Hope you don't get unruly people like myself. Bye-bye.